staff, he seemed to control the rebounding side of things.
Yeah, I think offensively I had a pretty good game. I think I didn't do as good a job limiting him as I have in previous games. I think he still had 16 and 15 rebounds, so and a handful of assists still as well. So I think he still was able to impact the game, and I'm not sure if, you know, holding a guy to 16 and 15's, you know, controlling him. But, you know, I was happy how I played on the offensive end after a bit of a slow start.
Your last five games have been pretty impressive. You've been happy with your output, and is it purely and simply you've got over this ankle injury and you're fit?
Yeah, I think it was just I've gotten back to being more consistent. After the ankle injury, I was inconsistent. I was, you know, I'd have a good game and then not so good, and good and then not so good. And I think, yeah, the last five or six games I've managed to get it back to more of an even keel and string a couple games together where it's, you know, pretty consistent throughout.
Did the ankle have more of an impact than you initially thought it might, the second one specifically?
Yeah, I think so. I think after the first one I came back and I sort of, after the first one I hit the ground running pretty well straight away. And so when I did the second one, I was sort of a bit, probably overconfident, probably a bit overzealous in terms of getting back and getting straight back to how I was playing. So I think maybe the mentality coming back was a bit different than after the first one. But yeah, I think it's in the past now. It's distant memory. So it's, yeah, feeling pretty good.
Nothing good to have that confidence and be feeling good now at this point of the year when it really matters.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I think the group throughout the year has done a fantastic job of stepping up when different guys go down, whether it be myself or Bryce or Mitch now. So, you know, but for myself personally, it's great to be feeling healthy at this time of the year, and, you know, knock on wood, it stays that way.
In a sense, you had a massive third quarter and kept the team in it, but so you sometimes look and go, oh, man, I could have been the hero, but poor old Bryce just started to turn it up in that last quarter.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce is fantastic, isn't he? He just, yeah, you know, and now, you know, when one guy gets going, whether it's myself in the third quarter, you know, we try and get that person, you know, the ball. And, you know, it was my turn in the third quarter, and then Bryce, you know, turned it on in the fourth and in overtime. So, you know, why wouldn't we keep giving him the ball when he's, you know, just knocking down every single shot he takes? And, you know, he got us over the line, absolutely. And, you know, that's why he's going to be the MVP.
So the Bogut matchup last week, you've got Daniel Johnson. Are they the polar opposites, you would say, as a matchup?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, Bogut's your massive presence inside, and, you know, he sits inside and protects the rim a lot more, and, you know, doesn't step out and shoot threes like DJ has the potential to. So, yeah, different skill sets and different strengths and weaknesses. So, obviously, we'll look at the matchups this week and, you know, yeah, get ready for Friday.
Does that change your game much, yourself?
A little bit. There's a few adjustments that you make, you know, on defense as well, because he can shoot. And, you know, on offense, there's a few tweaks that we'll make. But for me, I think it's more just keeping the same mindset that I've had and, you know, being aggressive and playing with confidence and trying to emulate what I did more in the second, third and fourth and overtime. But trying to forget about that first quarter with the Kings.
To go Sydney, Adelaide, Melbourne, knowing that there's a fair chance that they're going to be down for a 10 meeting bonus. Is that an ideal preparation for you to practice what you need to do against each individual opponent before the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we're pretty fortunate in that we're going to play. You know, it probably looks like Adelaide's going to lock up that fourth spot. You know, so we're playing three finals teams to finish the regular season. So, you know, we're getting some quality games, some, you know, playoff caliber games. So we're getting to really test what we're made of, and you know, make some adjustments to get even better. And I think it's the perfect way to get prepared for finals.
What about you specifically against the big blokes?
Yeah, it's great. You know, much of the same answer, I think. You know, going against Bogut, DJ and Boone. You know, those guys are all quality bigs. And, you know, not that there's really any teams in the league this year that don't have any quality bigs. I think it's pretty pretty good across the whole league. But, yeah, for me individually, it's the same thing. Yeah, I'm fortunate I get to play against those guys before I get to see them in the finals.
Do you have to change much against them? Do you have to change up much before each opponent? Or are you just going with your own game plan?
You go with your own game plan, obviously, and, you know, you want to have, you know, the mindset that I spoke about already. You want to be aggressive, play with confidence, but obviously every individual player has their strengths and weaknesses, so you can't play everyone exactly the same, otherwise, you know, you'll get burnt one way or another. So obviously Bogut and DJ are very different, and then DJ and Boone are very different. So obviously you look at every individual matchup as they come, but for us, we look at one game at a time, so the focus this week's DJ.
Do you have to
for me.
Do we know the history of Adelaide and Perth games, and a lot of them result in a bit of push and shove? Because so much on the line, a couple more for Adelaide at this stage to win to get in the final. Are you expecting a feisty Friday night, do you think?
Oh, I don't know if feisty is the right word. I think there'll be, you know, I think both teams are going to be playing hard. You know, I don't think any team ever goes out on the court, you know, expecting to push each other or expecting to get into a fight. You know, I think maybe that just results from the closeness of the game, the competitiveness. So, yeah, there's been a little bit of a history there, but I don't think either club's going into the game with that at the forefront of their mind. But no doubt it will be a tightly contested game.
Obviously, Adelaide seeing that little bit lower, are you expecting them to come out hard and hope to get out of the top on this one?
Oh, of course. They're, you know, fighting it out with Brisbane right now, and I think last time I looked, I think all they need to do is win one game to lock up that fourth spot. So, you know, they're going to be scratching, clawing, doing whatever they can to make it into the finals, and then they can sit there and prepare for a game or two like we can. And, you know, of course, they're going to be, you know, wanting to get one over us and make sure that we, you know, do whatever they can to make sure that we don't finish in the top two.
Have you been able to have a chance to look at anything they're doing different?
A little bit. Obviously, our focus was Sydney this week. We had a day off yesterday, and yeah, but our attention will definitely turn to Adelaide this week, and we'll lock in on them and make whatever adjustments we need to.
It's a fair guard on Tirico's at the moment. How's he handling trying to train with that thing?
Yeah, I think the guard's just a precaution for training. I think he's doing all right, but you know, I'm not too sure what's going on with him specifically. He's out there training, so it mustn't be too bad.
Top spot. How crucial is it to win a title to finish on top of the NBL ladder at the end of the regular season?
It definitely helps. You know, I think 2 years ago when we won one with Perth, we finished third, but we were fortunate enough to have home court advantage for the finals after Wollongong beat Adelaide. So it definitely does help. I think especially playing in Perth and having teams have to fly all the way over here. So if we can finish first, it'll go a long way. Obviously, it doesn't guarantee anything though.